So that brings us to item 7, the last item on any other business. I think the first major thing I want to confirm is to seek members' view on the action areas that we want to look at for the next meeting. So members may like to look at the revised action area table as provided by Harbor Unit. Is there any suggestions from members? If there is no comments right now, perhaps we can work with the Secretary and the Harbor Unit to see where progress are more ready for us to make a fruitful discussion. All right. So let's move on to the second AOB item. I think all members would have received the email inquiries by Paul Zimmerman with his slides on private coach parking and holding areas in Kowloon and the management of promenades and public space in Tsim Sha Tsui on the 22nd of March. And actually, the Secretary has received feedback from LCSD. Right, and it's still pending comments from Transport Department. These comments has been circulated, especially the comments from LCSD, back to members earlier on. So I think we would do this. We would follow the same approach. That is, when Transport Department come back with the feedback, then we would circulate to members. And if there is an issue to be raised, then we can discuss it in a meeting later on. Is that agreeable, Paul?
Yeah, I definitely like to raise the issue because I think we should give some attention to this and see what we have to do to follow up. One is the local issue of you know, how we deal with tourists and coaches and activities at Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront, so we can look at it from a Tsim Sha Tsui area perspective and deal with it in one go. These both locations, the Salisbury holding area and the issue for the waterfront, it will impact. You know, if this is an ongoing requirement to have coaches dropping off people that go onto boats and have to parking or open space, then maybe it should be taken into account in the design of the TST Piazza. But I think we should look at it from that perspective. And I think the other perspective is, of course, from a land water interface perspective. You know, if these are going to be demands we're going to have along the waterfront throughout Hong Kong in the future, more and more, assuming that we have a really successful waterfront and lots of people go on boats, then we're going to have these facilities everywhere. People have to buy tickets. They have to wait for boats to arrive. Then how are we going to deal with that? You know, we're going to like, and currently we have no plan for this because nobody has identified that as a need. But these pictures show that there is a demand. So if we can maybe discuss it first from a TST perspective, just look at the local issues so we better understand them and then see if there's any general issues that need to be dealt with at a land-water interface side so they can be pushed forward so we can start maybe identifying what is the demand in 10 years down the line and around the waterfront for these type of services and how we're going to provide for them. So a two-step approach what I would suggest.
Okay, thank you, Paul. I think that is a good suggestion, and this is you are portraying a very ideal situation of which people would travel on the waterfront by boat, but perhaps this is an ideal that we all try to strive for. So perhaps this is about land-water interface. We can forward this for discussion for the land-water interface task force, because this is more specific about, you know, this particular area rather than about a specific area. Right, Paul?
Yeah, for the cruise, for the TST, the cruise boat ticketing and all of that stuff. Yes, I agree. The Salisbury holding area for the boat, for the bus coach buses, is a TD issue all around the harbour. We're going to have these coach holding areas everywhere. The Salisbury Road, the double parking pictures that I showed you of the problems we were having. This is second. It's another email that went around when I walked out there. They were blocking the roads and it was massive problems issues there. So, you know, how many of these coaches are we going to have everywhere, and what are we going to do with them, and where are they going to be parking, where are we going to have future concentration of them, and how are we going to respond to them? Currently, I don't see a plan from TD that shows us, like, okay, we're going to have 30 buses every day here. Oh, so, and then where they're going to be? No, we're going to have 10 buses every day. We don't have CDs planned for Central, TST. Look at the Bohemia Square right now. The buses are all over the place. You know, how are we going to deal with it in the future? I haven't seen any demand analysis, planning for holding areas. We don't have any plans on these things at all.
Thank you, Paul. I see your point. So for the cruise issue, we will deal with that at the Land Water Interface Task Force. And for the coal holding areas, as you have suggested, this is relatively a big issue for all waterfront as well. So I think our transport department would need some time to work on it as well, right? So I think perhaps we can relay this to the commission level to look at it rather than at a specific task force. So we will raise this at the commission level and see when such presentation, etc., could be ready for members to have really a fruitful discussion. All right. So, Teddy, can you actually start to convey such messages back?
Yes, okay. I'll convey the message back.
Thank you. So, the last thing is about the date of the next meeting. The next meeting is tentatively scheduled for mid-July 2012, that is in the summer, in coordination with the meetings of the Harbour Front Commission and the other three task forces. So the secretariat will inform members in due course. I don't have any other business. Do members have? Yes, Paul?
Yeah, I have one, and it is something that is, as we had time to look at the papers here in front of us. In the minutes from last meeting, it says that Mr. Albert Lee, about the footbridge across Hung Lung Road, said that it was part of a 24-hour walkway network, which usually refers to an elevated network. The TD has provided us this drawing, which is a picture. Now, if I look at that picture, I don't see how the footbridge across Hung Lung Road is going to connect one elevated network into another elevated network. And if I then read the paper, the separate note that was given here, the words elevated network have completely disappeared. So the need for a footbridge there, I'm happy to know that we have ground level crossings at Hung Lung Road, but I still don't see the need for the footbridge there if there is no, as Mr. Albert Lee said at that time, a 24-hour walkway network, which is supposed to be an elevated network. I only see here everything. The elevated network stops at Oi King Street, and there is absolutely no connectivity between across the Hung Lung Road and any elevated network. Now, I'm happy that that's going to be further looked into separately, but it also identifies the weakness that we have currently in discussing pedestrian networks. If you get a drawing from TD like this, and we're getting statements from planning department like this, and we're building more footbridges where we have the audit commission saying that we're building unnecessary footbridges people don't want to use because people love to be at street level. So I'm very concerned about this debate about pedestrian networks if I just put these three pieces of information together. But maybe that somebody from the Harbour Unit or from the planning department wants to look into it, what's going on here. There seems to be some inconsistencies here.
So I think... you are referring to inconsistency, right? So in the notes, that is the reply from Transport Department, it mentioned about the footbridge, right? So I presume a footbridge would be as an elevated level, right? So is it still there? That is something that we want to confirm about the written notes first.
So the footbridge to the lot we are talking about will be connected to a network leading to the railway station, to the Hong Kong railway station. So maybe the plan is not very good. So as Paul just pointed out. So, but I'm sure that there will be a network of footbridges in that area that connects to the sites.
Paul, can you tell us exactly where the inconsistency is?
Well,
is it figure A?
Well, I think TD just suggested, yeah, figure A. We don't see the footbridge that is being the developer has to include in their property, and that's Kosakong and Hung Lung Road into something somewhere, and we see the existing pedestrian network. And as I said, Albert Lee last time said it would be part of a 24, it is part, it was part of a 24-hour walkway network, according to the minutes. But I don't see a 24-hour walkway network, elevated walkway network here. So the justification for the footbridge is, I can't see it from this drawing.
Okay, so first of all, I think figure A refers to existing pedestrian network.
Maybe.
And there would be further development of it. And when TD is referring to the elevated walkway, so as seen from this figure A, we can see all those highlighted in orange would be elevated walkways, right? So is it that, is it forming a network? Is the question that is being asked by Paul, right?
Okay.
Right, so TD, can you further elaborate how this orange set of elevated walkway would form a network?
So there are other future pedestrian footbridges in the in Oi King Street area and also in that area. So that connects the site to the network. So it's the only problem is the plan just showed the existing one. So we haven't got time to put in those future ones in this plan.
Thank you very much. So I think maybe when TD come back to this task force, could the next figure be showing just the Hong Kong waterfront area and showing us clearly about the existing and the planned elevated walkway?
Okay,
and
you.
I think that would be able to address our concern
okay.
and where there are in deficiencies, we can address that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there any other AOB item? If not, thank you very much for attending the ninth meeting. See you next time.